My name's V. I am a carer. I am a palliative carer. So obviously, we are trusted with people at the most vulnerable times, and I take my job very seriously. Whilst I was with a client, I measured out some, there's two of us, I measured out some medication, and instead of pouring five, I poured 15, which obviously could have been very serious. So I thought, shit, I need to get my eyes tested. So I did. And they've deteriorated really quickly. I had cataracts, blah, blah, blah. To wait for the NHS to do it, I probably would have had to been 96 and been virtually blind before they could get round to doing it. Also, they only do one eye at a time. So I thought I will save and got the money together to pay for the eye operation. I then had a date for it, which was Saturday, the 6th of August on 2022. The doctor, Dr. Gergis, is a lovely man, as was everyone. Apart from the upstairs spire, they were up their own arses, but the receptionist down the bottom were lovely. The doctor was lovely. His assistant was lovely. Everything went well. Because I was so anxious and nervous about having my eyes done, went under anaesthetic. And so the first thing I done when I opened my eyes, I've been under general anaesthetic before, not experienced this. First thing I done when I come round from the anaesthetic was put my hand between my legs to adjust myself for some reason. I do not know why. First of all, I thought to myself, obviously, that it was because a catheter had been fitted. I noticed as well that on the when I went home and right, I can't remember if I brushed my hands through my hair or brushed my hair, but behind my right ear, my hair was stuck together, which I thought was very weird. Maybe it was something to do with putting cream on the eye and they totally missed. I do not know. I dismissed the comfort in my vagina as I just believed it to be the catheter and dismissed it. My had to phone my manager up, who obviously knows a lot more about this than I do, because we deal with lots of clients that have catheters and things, to see if that could be something with regards to how I was feeling. They said no. So I went to drove up to the police, the one in Knowle, on the 15th, I believe, and it was shut. So I come home and I thought, no, I'm not going to give up. So I went up again on the 16th, and spoke to a lady who was really quite nice, actually. She was good. I give her a due. She made me feel comfortable and didn't make me feel stupid in any way, shape, or form. Advised me to phone up the doctors. So I did. The receptionist at the doctor's in Long Ashton was very nice. She obviously, I didn't say much. I just said about going under anaesthetic, coming to, and noticing that something wasn't right down below, that something had happened. As a female, she obviously understood. They put me through to another female who I do not know how to say this without swearing, so I'm just not going to say it. She just wasn't nice. Made me feel totally stupid, said to me basically I took a long time with coming forward. I didn't know there was a time scale. Just literally made me feel stupid.
Well, yeah,
I
because hang on a minute, because sometimes it takes a while for you to do your own little bits of investigation to think, well, is there something I need to talk to the police about or not? So that really is a totally inappropriate comment for the police to make.
Oh no, that wasn't the police. That was the receptionist at the doctor's put me through to speak to someone who I believe was a nurse before I actually got put through to a doctor. So that was the nurse. She was horrible. She was horrible. I believe that was on about the 18th. But I could be confused. So they gave me a number to phone another company who I have contacted. Or the police gave me the best company to contact, who now are just doing everything for me. They actually believe me. I believe on Monday the 22nd at around 9:45, I spoke to them. But then again, I could be mistaken on
Okay,
that. I'm
can you
trying to
just take
jot
us through the time scale, please, V?
Yeah.
So how long were you out for? And how long, I mean, also, do you know who the anaesthetist was and all that sort of thing?
Well, I do remember seeing them, obviously, because they knelt down in front of me before they put me under. There was a man and a woman stood there, and the anaesthetist was male. I don't know how many other people were in there, but I know from healthcare myself that, things do go wrong. You move people. Also, when I come out from going under, sorry, I didn't say, my left breast really hurt. You have no idea how much. And the bottom of my left butt cheek, which sounds weird, but true. When I went back in to see the Mr. Gergis at the Spire in Bristol, on the Downs, on the Tuesday after the operation, which was what, the 9th, I believe, but it was definitely the Tuesday, I did tell them that I had the pain and where I had the pain, and they paid no heed at all. It was as if I didn't say it. So obviously, and that horrible nurse lady did say, why didn't I tell them? What is the point? If they're not going to pay any attention to me saying that my breast really hurts and my left butt cheek, they're not going to pay any attention if I say anything a lot more severe, are they?
So, have you got photos or whatever, bruises? Have you got any evidence for what you're saying, or is it?
How? What? You expect me to bend over and take a picture of my vagina? How can I prove? How can I prove that I'm in pain? The only way I can do that is I have been told, because the woman at the horrible nurse lady said, I suppose you want to come in for a test then. I said, no, I have been humiliated enough. I'm not going to humiliate myself more. And what is a test going to prove? That there's no sperm inside? That doesn't make sense. I know I have been damaged. I know I am sore. I know to this day now, I am still sore. Yeah, it sounds rubbish, I know, but I am not lying, and I know I am not lying. So that was that lady. Sorry, I'm trying to compose myself now. Yeah, so then I spoke to someone yesterday who they're taking over and corresponding with the police, because the police said that they were going to come and see me and phone me up when I told them that I was going to be at work. Fortunately, I had the day off. Then they sent a text message, which I sent to you an hour or so later, saying that they had a house fire to it, or a severe fire or something to attend to, which I really didn't need to know. They could have just said that something had come up. And said they would get back to me and didn't bother. So those other people are now corresponding with them for me, because I just can't cope. I've been advised to get a CAT scan so that I can prove something is not right or that I am sore. But that starts off at £1,500. I work in healthcare. I'm a palliative carer. That's just above minimum
I mean,
wage. I
that
mean,
surely would be part
you
of the
know.
police. If the police were going to investigate this, that would be part of the police investigation, wouldn't it?
I don't know. It just goes to show that nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I know for a fact that something isn't right, but nobody cares.
Well, say so if
Nobody
anybody
cares.
you know was going for an appointment at the Spire, what would you advise them?
To not go, blimey. Appointment, fine. Yeah, go. My doctor, go talk, have stuff done, but just don't go under anaesthetic. Do not go under anaesthetic.